We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What do you want to do at the border? That includes the power to shut down the border, as it was suggested.
Well, it suggested that. We're examining whether or not I have that power. I would have that power under the legislation when the border has over 500,000 people, 5,000 people a day trying to cross the border because you can't manage it, slow it up. There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation. And some have suggested I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. But we're trying to work through that right now.
Wait a minute. He's just defying the court to, quote, forgive billions and billions of dollars in student loan debt. But on this, I'm a bit iffy about defying the court or seeing what the court might say. Well, we know that you can do this, and we know there are all kinds of ways to do it, and we know that you don't want to do it. Coming up, we're going to talk with the president of the National Border Patrol Council. And then after that, though, Dan, I've been waiting all day. A new version of Scrabble aims to make the word-building game more accessible. In other words, it's inclusive. You don't play for points. Nobody knows who wins or anything else. Oh, man, we'll get to that. Let's go to Brandon Judd, though, at the border, president, National Border Patrol Council. Brandon, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us today.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, Brandon, it's obvious the difference between what Joe Biden might do and what President Trump was doing. He can just take a page from the Trump book. So what was the Trump policy and what gave it teeth? What made it work?
Well, so first off, Biden's full of crap. That's just plain and simple. I don't mean to be mean, but that there are so many things that he could do, and he doesn't even need an executive order. Let's just talk about the power that they currently have, even outside of an executive order. All he would have to do is surge immigration judges to the border, surge asylum officers to the border immediately, the moment that they are taken into custody. Hear their asylum claim with an immigration judge. That only takes a couple minutes. If the immigration judge says that they don't have a legitimate claim, they're going to appeal it. Okay, fine. Give them 5 days to appeal it. We have the detention space to hold these individuals for 5 days. They come back, they appeal right back to the same immigration judge, and then they would be deported. That he could do, and that's not even executive order. That's within the DOJ's power right now. But then let's look at executive order. What he could do by executive order. He could challenge Flores. He could challenge the purpose behind Flores. So Flores was a consent decree, so it's a little bit more difficult to challenge. But when you look at the settlement of that consent decree, what it was all based upon was that children have a right to develop outside of detention facilities. And while most Americans would agree with that, what they do not agree with is that these children then never show up to their court appearances. So all you would have to do is challenge the consent decree and say, look, the purpose of this was this. It's not happening. Therefore, we need to do something different. He could do that. He refuses to do. But then let's talk about the main thing that he could do right now that the Supreme Court has already upheld, and that's remain in Mexico. Everybody that crosses our border illegally, they have a right under our current laws. They have a right to claim asylum, and Trump didn't take that right away. Trump allowed them to claim asylum, but what he did that was so effective, he said, okay, fine, claim asylum. But you're not going to be in the United States pending those proceedings. You're going to wait in Mexico. And then once your docket comes up, I'll parole you in. You'll stay in custody. You'll go before an immigration judge. An immigration judge will hear your case. We know that that's not going to go well, and that's why people stop coming. As long as they know that they're not going to be released into the United States, they're going to stop coming. And that's why I say that, dude, he's so full of it, it's not even funny. There are so many authorities that he has. He just refuses to do it.
Well, Brendan, you know, I'd like to have you for an hour here because you got to sweat. You got to lather here in Philadelphia with it. I can imagine how difficult it is. Have the numbers decreased at all with all this maneuvering? Because that would, he wants to paper this over for a while. Or are they still surging?
No, they're still surging. So when we talk about a decrease in numbers, you know, that's all relative. The numbers are still four times higher than what they were under Obama, than what they were under Trump. I mean, if you're going to compare them to December of last year, yeah, the numbers have decreased from December of last year. But that's when they were at record, I mean, all-time high that we'd never seen before. But these still 4,000 apprehensions per day, you know, getting close to 5,000 apprehensions per day. That is still five times higher than we had ever seen it in any history that since I've been in the Border Patrol or any history of the Border Patrol. So yeah, the numbers are still way, way higher than what they should be. They're way, way higher than what they can be. And it's all driven upon policy.
Brandon, a point for you with what you said about those numbers. The one time that I was there in El Paso and went out with Border Patrol, it was unbelievable, the job that they do. Only five people were apprehended that day, and that's not because they weren't trying. That's because of how they had El Paso at that point in time locked down. It was a few years back, so it's doable. Only five, and that's a pretty big corridor. So when you hear 4,000 and 5,000 apprehended, that's just stagger. I mean, the little jail they had there might have been able to hold 10 to 12 people. So, you know, what do you do?
Well, that's the problem that we face right now. If you were to go out on the border with me today, we would drive along the border and you just wouldn't see any of us out there. None of our Border Patrol agents are out there because we're all performing administrative duties. You got to remember that the entire Southwest border, 2,000 miles of Southwest border, on a normal day, we should only have around 1,000 apprehensions. Anything over 1,000 then overwhelms our resources. We have 1,000 apprehensions in the El Paso sector alone,
wow,
in the Tucson sector alone, in the San Diego sector alone. In those sectors alone, we're dealing with 1,000 apprehensions. And those sectors only cover around 200 miles of border. So, yeah, you're looking at 2,000 miles of border where we should be having around 1,000 apprehensions, whereas we're having 1,000 apprehensions in multiple sectors. So, yeah, you know, you and I can drive along the border, and we just won't see any of our agents because our agents are doing administrative duties. They're not patrolling they're supposed to be doing.
We're talking with Brandon Judd. For listeners, parting question for you. What's your sense, particularly maybe it's Arizona more than the border in Texas, but we're seeing people from both China, from people in Africa and these other countries. I mean, what's driving that or what's their mechanism? What's the train that gets them there? These are pretty big numbers.
So when I joined the Border Patrol 25 years ago, well, 26 and a half years ago, back in 1997, we were dealing with cartels that only operated within Mexico. That's it. Mm-hmm. These are now transnational criminal organizations.
Ah, okay.
They operate throughout the entire world. So they facilitate all of this illegal immigration that we're seeing today, and it's all driven upon our policies. So whereas back in 1997, even under the Bush administration, you know, we were dealing with people from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, you know, mainly from those countries. Now we're dealing with people from 161 countries.
Wow.
And what's important to know about that is the United Nations only identified 195 countries. So we're dealing with people from 161, and it's not just a trickle. We're dealing with large numbers. Look at the Chinese nationals right now. These are military-aged men that are coming from China. We know that China is our adversary. We know that China wants to overthrow our government. And we're allowing large numbers of military-aged men from China into our country every single day. That's a very scary aspect of border security.
Absolutely. Brandon, thank you so much. As you know, hopefully better times are coming in November. And the president, as you said, has every power in the world. You really delineated exactly what could be done. Brandon, thank you.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Brandon Judd, right out of the box today, Dan. No pun.
Just goes right at it.
Yes. And
it's
obvious the things that he could be doing here, and that's what he ought to be asked about versus waiting to the end of this month and sort of pretending to do something and then saying, the courts are holding me up. But if we would just have the House pass the bill we suggested that Trump blocks, the courts would not block us. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. So Scrabble, a new version of Scrabble aims to make the word-building game more accessible and more inclusive. Mattel has unveiled a double-sided board that features both the classic word-building game and Scrabble Together, a new rendition designed to be accessible for anyone who finds word games intimidating. The new version is advertised as being more team-oriented and quicker to play. So, you know, people help each other out. They don't say, all right, Borowski, I'm going to look that up in the dictionary. I don't think that's a word. They help you. Oh, what about doing this? What about doing that? And you all build the word together.
You can't take the competition out of Scrabble. That's what they're doing here, right?
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
No.
It's marketed toward players of all ages. Yeah.
Wow.
The double-sided board is a smart approach. It allows players to switch from one mode to another as they wish.
How about we just start allowing people to spell whatever words they want?
Well, you know what? Scrabble may be into that. It was accompanied by a survey that offered a glimpse into some of the ways British consumers have tackled classic Scrabble. London-based market researcher says 75% of UK adults 25 to 34 have searched a word when playing the board and tile game to check if it's real. Almost half reported to try to make up a new word in hopes of winning.
Do you know your last name's only 10 points?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That
needs to be... Let's see. There's one other thing in here. The company has no plans yet to put it in the United States, but they're working on it. It's a different way to play Scrabble and continue to attract new players to the game around the world. It's produced in 28 different languages currently.
Just come up with a new game.
Yes, come up with a new game called I Give Up. I don't want to compete. And I like the idea. You know, can you imagine? Everybody decides to put the word together.
Just call it illiteracy.
I can imagine the words that are being put down there. All right, so Scrabble, and all under the guise of being inclusive. It's 855-839-1210. I saw this, and it brought a lot of memories back. And I apologize. We didn't see it coming. Here we go again. But the House, I think it was on Monday or yesterday, voted overwhelmingly to ban using a cell phone, a handheld device, while driving. And now it's on to the Senate. So we got into this kind of late. And Dan, when I first started at Talk Radio 1210, then the big talker, the town of West Conshohocken, decided they were going to ban cell phone usage while driving because somebody had an accident in a town over in Bucks County. So I got listeners revved up, and I went there and to the town council meeting, and the president didn't like it and said, before we start the proceedings tonight, we have a big mouth with us. And I raised my hand and said, no, it's a big talker.
You know how at the end of Mass, they ask for all the new people to stand the day you stand in front of the audience?
And... Well, he overturned the table and wanted to fight there at the town council meeting. By the time the thing got over, there were four TV stations out there around us. And that's a lot of years ago. How did this happen that we're back with this again? Now, Dan, look, we don't want accidents and all, but I think people are capable of doing... There's a lot of other driving behaviors. We talk about this all the time, that people shouldn't be doing either. This has a lot of value to be able to talk on a cell phone. You think it ought to be banned?
I mean, can we ban it for everybody besides me? So only
there you go.
I'm allowed to do it?
Exactly.
Because I'm an expert double tasker, and I can both drive and text at the same
time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, texting's a little bit.
Well, that's the thing is, how do you control? Like, I'm completely with you when it comes to hands-free devices, connecting with your car, calling through your speakers. But there are so many times that I'm on the left lane on 42 trying to get onto the Walt Whitman Bridge, and the person's driving 20 miles per hour under the speed limit. You can see them in their rearview mirror with their head down in their lap, you know, texting.
Yeah.
It's incredibly frustrating when you're...
Well, I think that's a judgment call for the... Texting is out of bounds. You can't text. We all know that. That's a different situation. But talking on the cell phone, I didn't see this coming. Now, we know Jersey, how rigorous they are, but now Pennsylvania wants to do the same thing. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Today, National Siblings Day. Hit us with that all-time group of siblings. We'll take your calls next on Talk Radio 1210.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. This is kind of curious. Joe Biden has just said that the United States government is considering dropping the Assange case. Maybe not as famous as the Snowden case. And as I recall it, he got classified Afghan and Iraqi documents and was distributing it. I'm not on that side necessarily. I don't know about Rand Paul tomorrow night, what he'd say, but kind of curious they're thinking of dropping that. We have another story that's gone viral involving McDonald's this time. And it underlines the $20 an hour minimum wage now in California, which I know, you know, prices there in California, but still $20 an hour at the low level fast food. That's going to be pretty hard to make up. A social media video about a $25 McDonald's deal has sparked debate about the minimum wage increase. A TikTok user who posts videos shared the video on March 27th. It was the drive-thru of a Southern California McDonald's location where she saw a sign for a 40-piece chicken McNugget meal deal, which included two fries. The price of the deal was $25.39, including sales tax. It would come to roughly $27. In the video, the social media user lamented the meal didn't even include a drink. How about a Sprite? Why not throw that in? So, Dan, you are at the fast food desk back there.
Yeah, you're very fond of fast food.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, I know that's, all right, 40 chicken McNuggets.
That's a lot of chicken nuggets.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But still, it would come to $27 now.
Yeah.
So
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, people are lining up. Some of them are crazy. They're blaming McDonald's. But if you have a $20 an hour minimum wage, on top of inflation that's been created and everything else, you're going to end up with something like this. So what?
So you're telling
what
me
should it cost?
It's 40. It's 40 nuggets for $25.
40 nuggets
and two large fries.
Yes. Yeah. What should it cost? Let me
put it this way. Contextualize. I remember back in high school, college, we would go for lunch over to Buffalo Wild Wings. And they would have, I think it was 50 cent boneless wings day.
Right.
So every Thursday, I think it was 50 cents for boneless. So you're charging now, you're telling me for this meat mush that, you know, McDonald's sells as chicken nuggets, it's more than 50 cents per chicken nugget?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's nuts. I got a breakfast sandwich from there, a breakfast meal the other day. It was like $11.
So is it McDonald's or is it? What's been triggered here? I mean, even if we say they're taking advantage of it a little bit, but say, but I mean, they have a $20 an hour minimum wage in California.
Yeah.
That's a lot to make up right out of the box. All right, 855-839-1210. Because the big story today to me is, and the repercussions of this are unbelievable, the big story is that inflation is baked in year over year. March to March, it was up 3.5% again. Most people say, you know, normal inflation should be around 2 or under. Wall Street is in a meltdown the last couple of hours because of that. Because now the Fed is not going to lower interest rates, likely in June. Because they're seeing we just can't get out of this. It's the age-old thing. Once you do this, what Biden has done, you don't snap your fingers with the economy and suddenly the inflation goes away. That's what he keeps on telling us. They had Janet Yellen out there yesterday talking about things have gotten so much better.
Sadness from inside out.
Yeah. And where is it? And then they start to blame people and say, oh, here it is. We have a strong economy. This is cut to. Here's Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, who shouldn't be allowed out of the. They ought to keep her in a vault. As soon as she gets out there, she says dumb stuff that's offensive. Cut to.
I believe inflation will continue to come down.
Yeah, and I guess I'm just wondering if the economy continues to hold up no matter what happens on the Fed.
I think we've got a good, strong economy. We've got very strong domestic demand. Consumers are holding up. Some low-income consumers are perhaps exhausting their buffers of saving that they built up during the pandemic. We're seeing a little bit more distress at the household level there. But generally, households are in very good financial shape. Our financial system is generally quite strong. Things can always happen. There's always recession risk. Geopolitical developments could create risk to our economy. But I think we've got a good, strong economy that's on a solid track.
God, notice what she's trying to edge. Oh, we allowed you to build up all that money savings during COVID. So now maybe you're using it wisely to get through this period of time. Inflation is not going down. That's the story today. The consumer price index, that's what people go by. Year over year, 3.5% up from last March when they told us all this was happening. It's baked in. It keeps on getting added on. So the presidential race is coming down to that, and maybe surprisingly, illegal immigration on one side. On the other side, the two things against Republicans and you know, how this schemes out, abortion and the buildup of antagonism toward Trump. So which is going to win on that? Are people really going to go with abortion and I don't like Trump's personality or tweets over inflation and illegal immigration? And the fact that Biden doesn't know what he's doing. And it's obvious. It's not on some big policy debate or anything else. I'm looking at the result. The Dow is down, Dan, 417 points at this point. My God, how many times we go through this with this guy? And it's all triggered because they're afraid inflation's baked in. You're going to see if it gets out that a week before that he is going to lower interest rates in June. That was predicted. It'll start a week before. The market will be up unbelievable. Then when he does it, it'll be up even more. That's what people want. It'll free things up. But no, not going to be able to do that until you get a different economy, a different direction. Energy is the critical thing here. We all know that. Biden doesn't want to do that. All right, Audrey is out there in Jamison. Audrey is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Audrey, afternoon to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to put a shout out there, a little short notice, but President Trump's going to have a busy Saturday here in Pennsylvania. He's headed to a big, huge fundraiser at the Newtown Athletic Club, and we want to show him our support as our boots on the ground and here in Bucks County how much support he has. So I'm asking anybody that has some free time during 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the intersection of Penn's Trail and Pheasant Run in Newtown, right off the bypass, Saturday, April 13th, 1 to 3. Bring a chair, bring friends, family. I'll have tons of flags. We'll have all kinds of gear, Trump gear, if you want to get any. And I'll have signs if you want to bring your own. We'll make sure they're, you know, apropos and appropriate.
Right.
But yeah, we want to have a real nice greeting. I know some people are going up to the rally in Schnecksville, but this will be just a greeting party for him as he arrives at his big fundraiser at the Newtown Athletic Club. So you can reach me at Audrey@writeforbucks.com.
Thanks, Audrey.
@writeforbucks.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Audrey, very much. And we talked to Jim Worthington about this yesterday. So, Bucks County is ground zero in the battle here for Pennsylvania, and it's moving red. All right, side question today. Hit us with that all-time, it's National Sibling Day. Let's go to Joe of Exton, a little bit off the beaten path again here, Dan. I told you about them. His answer is classic. Hey, Joe, good Wednesday. What do you have today?
Oh, yes. Hello, Dom. Good Wednesday. My siblings are the Lennon sisters on the Lawrence Welk show.
Were you a fan of Lawrence Welk, Joe?
Yes, I used to watch him, yes.
Yeah, and the Lennon sisters. Stan doesn't know too much. How would you describe them?
There were four of them, I believe. And they had a very nice voice. It was pleasant. Welk would always have them perform on each program.
Yeah, without a doubt. And a one, and a two. All right, thank you, Joe. Lawrence Welk and the guy, the Lennon sisters. Yeah. Oh, man, that's got to be 50 years ago, 40, and maybe 50.
So scouring the interwebs over here, yeah. I discovered a Democratic Representative Sorensen on the inflation topic,
yes,
trying to reframe some of this, Dom. You want to take a listen,
yes,
to what he had to say?
Now, wait, who's Sorensen?
Just a representative, Eric Sorensen, Democratic,
okay,
representative.
Okay.
Older showing. He's just as unpopular as before, and his handling of the economy has not been good. Is this an economy that you are proud to run for re-election on?
I mean, look, you know, in the previous president said, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? 4 years ago, we didn't have toilet paper, right? We are better off than we were.
We didn't have toilet paper, Dom.
We are in the right direction. The price of goods, the price of the cost of inflation is going down.
No, it's not, buddy. Newscast. And we didn't have paper then, Dan, because of COVID, because of all the turmoil that was going on.
Paper 4 years ago.
They keep on trying to go back to the worst moment of COVID to pin that on Trump to let this guy get out of it. The thing I don't think that Republicans are doing, and maybe the average person wouldn't care, Dan. Maybe it's just me. I so resent this selfish man with Michael Bachelos and John Meacham here sitting in the Oval Office with these other stuffed shirt historians telling him, you're going to be FDR and LBJ. Here's your chance. One thing to do with this crisis, spend big. And this guy even overspent big. And as a result, you get inflation.
Yep.
And it doesn't go away, particularly when you're tamping down energy. It's classic. Everybody knows what's going on here. It's not going down. It's not. The rate isn't even going down. To say that, you need to be at 2% month after month. Some months it is, some months it goes back up. What does that tell you? It's baked in, it's a cycle, and that's why the Fed, they're the ultimate determiners, may not lower interest rates. If they don't, then a lot of people can't start businesses, they can't get into homes. And who did it? This selfish man who thought he would be a significant president because of all these gigantic government programs. That's what FDR did, and that's what LBJ did.
It sounds like this is going to become a strategy, too, Dom.
How should people be pushing back on that argument?
Well, if you just look at where we were 4 years ago, you couldn't buy toilet paper sometimes.
The toilet paper, man, a lot of bathrooms.
So many issues. Not
a lot of bathroom talk here, Dan. Maybe that's your candidate. Yeah. We didn't have
Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, Pete Buttigieg. He can walk his dog, he said, with Jen Psaki. He can walk his dog to Capitol Hill. So why are people worried about crime in Washington? Could you see this guy walking his dog through many sections of Washington, D.C.?
Yeah,
right. Or his bike with his little helmet on it. All right, 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. Coming up, a product near and dear to Dan's heart. I won't say it yet. They're saying should not be allowed on the menu for schools. That's right.
Uh-oh.
This is a big one, too. We've even done shows around it.
Wonton soup?
No.
Not wonton soup.
Not chicken fricassee either.
Ooh, fricassee.
That's for the Senate mess yesterday.
How about Senate bean soup?
Or I'm passing an edict. No New England clam chowder will be allowed tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah,
night.
That Twitter poll, man. I don't know, though.
No,
78.6% of our listeners like that New England clam chowder. It just finalized the results, actually.
I think the Zlock Performing Arts Center has gotten my memo, and I think they'll respond tomorrow night. They have a cafeteria there, too, somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
On the campus, and I better not see any New England clam chowder.
Will they be borscht? Say.
Borscht?
Yeah.
Yes, that's
yeah.
Right. And how's it going with that Russian to sing the national anthem? You can get a Hungarian if a Russian's not there.
Really? You're okay with that?
I'm okay with that. Could be a
fake.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll ask Rand Paul about that early on. See if that gets him in a lather about the Russian stuff. President Trump has landed in Georgia, where things are looking better. They've cleaned up election integrity there, I think. We've seen that in 2022. He's asked, though, about Arizona and this Supreme Court in Arizona unearthing this 134-year-old law that would ban abortion. I've had no one call in or even hit me on social media that I've seen saying, that's right, that's the way it ought to be, except for the life of the mother. You understand that Arizona now is leaning Biden. It was leaning more than leaning Trump. I think it was moving toward almost being purple. Here's what President Trump said about Arizona and what's going on there right now.
Thank you, sir. Can you, Mr. President, did Arizona go too far? Did Arizona go too far?
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. And you know, it's all about states' rights. That'll be straightened out. And I'm sure that the governor and everybody else are going to bring it back into reason, and that will be taken care of, I think, very quickly.
What do you think about Florida?
Florida's probably maybe going to change also. See, it's all about the will of the people. This is what I've been saying. It's a perfect system. So for 52 years, people have wanted to end Roe v. Wade to get it back to the states. We did that. It was an incredible thing, an incredible achievement. We did that. And now the states have it, and the states are putting out what they want. It's the will of the people. So Florida's probably going to change. Arizona's going to definitely change. Everybody wants that to happen. And you're getting the will of the people. It's been pretty amazing.
All right, notice there, Jimmy Matthews' note, Dan, the guy to get his attention, didn't say, Mr. Former President. He said,
thank you, sir. Can you, Mr. President, did Arizona
Mr.
go
President.
Too far?
Yes, Mr. President. You're not getting Trump's attention. Is he turning around if you say Mr. Former President?
Mr. Former President.
So. Yeah, I don't think so.
That doesn't work. Doesn't
roll. Now, Trump is a bit at war with himself there, but he's playing it right, saying, well, Arizona states' rights, well, their argument on the other side is, look at what this court did. Doesn't that stand? Now, I don't know if Arizona will drag their feet. This is going to be a battle here. Because there are some goofy Republicans there who want this 134-year-old law to take precedence. I think they can deal with it. Alabama did with their Supreme Court and the IVF. So if they don't, then I would predict you're going to lose Arizona. I would predict that right now, unless that's changed. It'll be on the ballot to kind of enshrine abortion there. If that's not dealt with, and whatever the legal mechanism is to get it to, I think the standard prior to this decision was 15 weeks. Whatever the legal mechanism is to go back now and knock this out of the box, just like they did in Alabama, if they don't, then guess what? I think Arizona is going to be very tough. That's the reality we're in. And I know people feel... Well, I haven't had people really come. One person put up a picture of a baby being aborted and attacked me. You can't be a Catholic. You're like Joe Biden and all this stuff. That's ridiculous. And if you're a supporter of President Trump, you heard what he said right there. And I think that's on point. You know, he's not being pinned down. Well, wait a minute. They're saying it's just for the life of the mother. Should that stand as the state's right? No, he thinks that's too harsh. And he's right. And he didn't get pinned down, even though Kellyanne Conway apparently wanted it, with any number of weeks. That was exactly how to answer this. All right, so 855-839-1210. Are you okay? Trump is continuing, consistent with what he said on Monday, even though on Tuesday we were hit with this tsunami from a swing state. I'm not sure if any other swing state has as much action on the ballot around abortion. I think it could be on the ballot, something in Ohio, but that's not a swing state anymore. Florida, we know it is. I still think Trump wins Florida by more than a point. Pennsylvania, it's Josh Shapiro every day hammering away at this. But Trump really took some of the steam out of what Democrats are up to. On Monday. I think it was one of his greatest moments. Not allowed to say that, Dom. You have to just move on here and not underline that if you don't, you're going to lose. Yes, even to Biden. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Hit us with that all-time group of siblings. Today is National Siblings Day. By the way, you're going to have to think a little bit for this, and I know Dan loves it, so do I. Tomorrow, in honor of our event with Rand Paul, and even though we're going to have that little debate on TikTok tomorrow night, debates that people make that are not, you know, not like abortion, you know, hit us with an all-time debate. We have a couple that we're squirreling away that we'll roll out tomorrow that I think are pretty funny. But the classic, Dan, the classic example of it is Tina DeWeese or Dawn Wells, Ginger or Marianne. That's an all-timer. I've started to soften a bit.
Have you?
Yeah, I see how attractive Dawn Wells is. But the big hair still puts Tina DeWeese over the top. There's no doubt.
It's not. Well, it's coming back, according to fashion.
Thank God.
It's coming back. Miley Cyrus, what was she? She had the Grammys?
Yeah,
it was
a little bit too...
Too much for you?
Yeah, I don't like the way
it was done.
She's
going like full 80s hairband.
Yeah, it was a little bit too much.
Like Tina Turner, craziness. I don't mind the big hair. I just don't find it. Like, when I think of big hair, the person I think of is Nancy Grace.
Oh, well, yeah. That's unfair. Come on. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not my cup of tea.
That's really hitting below the belt for that. I think of Tina DeWeese. Who else do I think of? I'll have some more.
But what I recently heard, they're having this one over at WIP, but I was very passionate about this one. Do you fill up your gas at the gas tank, or do you go with a set amount, $20, $40, when you go to the gas station?
I fill it up as close as I can to the thing.
So you tell the person, fill it up? Fill it with regular?
Oh, well, I always do my own.
Well, that's right.
So I fill it up.
Yeah, you fill it up all the way?
Well, I know down to the mile almost how many miles
you
I'm
calculate your gas mileage?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Does not surprise me at all.
Now I have to pay more for the Zlock Performing Arts Center tomorrow night, which is... It's 40 minutes away from my house.
It's a beautiful venue, though.
It is. It's a great venue. And again, if you're watching on YouTube and listening on YouTube, holding it up, the scotch from Mike Opelka, he went all out. And I'm just reading this, the small print during the break. If I take two shots of that right at the beginning, that is going to be, I don't know if I'll get through an hour and 15 minutes with Rand Paul. Might be a one-shot thing.
Is there a person in this industry that's nicer or kinder than Mike Opelka?
Oh, he's... just unbelievable.
He really is.
He is just one of a kind, yeah.
Just for context sake, the guy came in for a meeting today. He hopped on air with us, but he brought, I think, like 9 or 10 different sandwiches just to give everyone on the staff, you know, a sandwich because he didn't want to leave anybody out.
Well, I appreciate that. When they take care of their producers, that's exactly right. So how many people do I have to buy drinks for tomorrow night? I'm thinking of that budget, too.
As
a producer... There's sponsors, there's Leslie, there's Johnny Z. I mean, they're all on the list. It's going to be backstage with Rand Paul, Dan. I told you, when he was running for president, I got him to come to Philadelphia. The only time we've had someone running for president for speaker series. He comes in. It was pretty informal, Dan. It was with the program director, not Greg, and the head guy over the program director. And he goes, oh, my neck is killing me. I thought somebody's going to give him a massage there. I'm thinking, oh, man. So he is quite a provocateur. Tickets, 1210WPHT.com.
Don't miss out. It's going to be
It's going to be a lot of... And Nick Kale introduces
Nick
us.
Nick Kale will be there.
Yeah, I hope Nick comes up with a little wrestling style for the Rand Paul introduction here.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
And I definitely plan on going around the lobby and saying hello to folks.
Yeah,
so come
exactly.
out, get to meet me, get to meet Nick, Dom.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Oh, by the way, Consumer Reports says Lunchables should not be allowed on the menu for schools.
Oh, get out.
Yep.
I didn't know. I thought it was going to be chocolate milk or something. Lunchables now?
Just think of how many bad foods are for kids, et cetera. And I mean, they're nasty, too. Looking and tasting. Why in the world can't you have a lunch that kids might like a little bit? Come on.
Lunchables. Oh, so you're pro-Lunchables.
Yeah, I'm pro-Lunchables.
Oh, I thought you were saying that Lunchables was the crap that...
They're horrible, but they're better
than the stuff that they serve in schools,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I'm okay with kids eating Lunchables. I don't think it's the end of the world.
There's nothing better than a pizza Lunchable with pepperoni.
Wonton
soup.
No, what sandwich did I have the other day? I told you I was going to... A salami sandwich.
You had a salami sandwich.
I had a salami sandwich. Yes.
Hold on.
A sign of the apocalypse.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, let me get this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dom has eaten a salami sandwich.
It was great.
Did you have cheese on it?
No cheese, though.
No?
Just special herbs and spices along with the salami.
Where'd you get this? Is the salami like a homemade salami? Did a Frankie South Philly send it up or something?
No, it was not. Ro got it somewhere fancy, though. Gotcha. Yes, there you go.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon that producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, let's get to some TV ratings right out of the box. The NCAA Women's Championship, I think you might have predicted this, but
yes,
they did indeed have higher Nielsen figures for the first time in history. 18.9 viewers tuning in to watch University of South Carolina defeat Iowa compared to 14.8 in the men's game, Dom. So the women's game outshining. Bravo to you for making that call.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and Connecticut is a very good team. I like what they do as a basketball purist. They're kind of boring, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not, you think so?
Not with Caitlin Clark and not with Dawn Staley there. There's drama. That's what draws people.
I think a lot of it, too, is you have a lot of programs. UConn's kind of a outlier here, but it's one and done. You can't get attachment to the players like you used to be able to with, like, Christian Leitner.
Exactly.
Now you have the females who are there for years that you kind of develop a following for. And
what these people don't get, it's not that Caitlin Clark scored all these points and she beat out several women who were African-American. Why did she get all that? It's the way that she was doing it. She was shooting from 35 feet sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just amazing stuff, Dom. Also, ratings. Wrestling, WrestleMania 40, Dom. Peacock's most stream entertainment event ever. They say 1.3 billion minutes over the weekend of April 6th and 7th were streamed for this massive event out in Philadelphia. For the event? So
yeah.
All you needed was a Peacock subscription. So I think it's $10 a month for something like that. But while we're on the note of streaming, today releases the series, the adaptation, television adaptation on Prime of Fallout, a video game that is about a nuclear, kind of thing, and a Fallout shelter and coming out of the Fallout shelter after a nuclear disaster. Mm-hmm. But also appearing on HBO, it's almost like The Americans, Dom, but taking place now with the Vietnam War. It's called The Sympathizer with Robert Downey Jr., getting really glowing reviews. So maybe something you might want to check out on HBO.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. I'm telling you, Carrie Russell, if you've never seen the series The Americans, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Just...
But the idea of those are Russian spies living in America, well, this series tells the story of a Vietnam spy, a Viet Cong spy, now living in America and I think Hollywood in L.A., following him as he reports back to the Viets and also tries to live an American life and, struggle between the two lines.
Yeah, living as a commie in L.A., that shouldn't be too hard to pull off. Or, in Larry Krasner's office, you could be living as a pretend D.A., not charging anything.
And finally, Dom, you often hear about situations here with wear and haircuts and teeth, and we talk about Murphy and all, but Rishi Sunak is facing some criticism after wearing some Adidas Samba trainers and had to apologize for, making the shoe look irrelevant. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
But a prime minister out there had to apologize to the masses after a Downing Street interview because he paired white shirt, navy chinos, black socks with a pair of white shoes.
Ah, the white shoes. I never wore the white shoes. Let's stop all that. Okay.
There are pictures. There's proof of you with those white shoes on.
No white shoes.
I heard you're going to be wearing them to the Rand Vol.
No, I've already have that blue suit that people feel up the texture of it. A pink tie, and of course the tan.
So what if someone comes over and says, "Dom, I want to feel your suit"?
Absolutely.
Now they put that out there into the universe.
Feel away. Just don't disrupt it. I have it. It has to be wrinkle free. Okay.
Rishi Sunak, also the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. I don't know if I put that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming up, Ben Weingarten. The last time he was on the show from Real Clear Politics, it was overwhelming social media approval. Wow, this guy was good. He's back, and he says that Biden bucks, what Biden is doing, puts Zucker bucks, remember that, in the 2020 election, on steroids. He's next. In addition to that, police cracking down on the ATV crowd. And one of them runs over a cop. I'll give you all the details. They are cracking down on them. They're not. This isn't Jim Kenney with Sherelle Parker, who hopefully will be on the show next week.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.